Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. June 28th marked the 51st anniversary of the Stonewall Riots in the Greenwich Village neighborhood of New York. The event is recognized as the catalyst for the LGBTQIA+ rights movement and marks an important day for all civil rights. June is Pride Month and normally culminates in large outdoor celebrations and parades as the month draws to a close. Locally, the festivities in Oklahoma City were postponed, but the city of Ardmore had its very first Pride celebration, bringing the community together to celebrate diversity and provide information and services. Ari Jane with Southern Oklahoma LGBTQIA+ is one of the event's organizers.
One of the things that we said over and over again in a lot of the early meetings was this may have started because I personally wanted to connect with other people like me, but it grew into so much more than that. But as it turns out, if you just never stop talking about it, then it eventually gets results. And so now here we are, because we're halfway between Oklahoma City and Dallas. Most of the people who wanted to participate were traveling. Our co-hosts were the Lighthouse Behavioral Wellness and Diversity Family Health. Lighthouse is and has been a mental health services provider for many, many years and throughout Southern Oklahoma. And they have been supportive for a long time with, you know, resources, helping any way that they can in terms of connecting people to care and, you know, making sure that their services are being provided in a way that are not, you know, harmful to people in various marginalized communities. With those two entities teamed up with our community group, I think that is the best first steps toward a healthier community for everybody, because I feel like our LGBTQ community has so much to contribute and to offer, not just as, you know, whatever our job roles are, but just as individuals in our community. Everyone in our group have just been so supportive of each other. Even, you know, we've had group members coordinate Christmas for a family who lost all of their income a couple of years ago so that their family didn't have to suffer over the holidays with both parents losing work. And then we've had members organize to come together because another member had surgery or because they had a pet who was sick or, you know, just any number of things. And so to see our community rally and give back, to be able to support and encourage instead of, you know, all of the negativity and the hate that that the LGBTQ community normally sees in Southern Oklahoma. It really gives us a lot of hope, especially with, you know, the number of youth and middle school age kids that we saw come out to the event. And even though it was small and it wasn't, you know, a huge dance party like a lot of people think of Pride as being, their excitement was pretty contagious. So we're already planning for next year's event, hopefully to be closer to that dance party.
June 30th is Election Day in Oklahoma. With social distancing and safety protocols in place ahead of the statewide primary on Tuesday, the State Election Board is offering some tips and reminders for Oklahoma voters before they head to the polls. Polls are open statewide from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Election Day. Lines at the polls are typically longest before work, during the lunch hour, and after work. The State Election Board worked with OU Health Sciences Center to develop safety protocols for all of Oklahoma's 2,000 polling places and 77 county election boards. Poll workers at every location have been supplied with personal protective equipment, including hand sanitizer, gloves, masks, and disinfectant. Voters are asked to be patient and follow signage and procedures. While it is not required, the State Election Board strongly recommends that voters wear a mask to protect themselves and those around them. Oklahoma has closed primaries. However, recognized parties may open their primaries to independent voters. For the 2020 and 2021 election years, the Democratic Party has elected to open its primaries to independents. The Republican and Libertarian parties have chosen to keep their primaries closed. If you are an independent voter and would like to vote a Democratic ballot, please be sure to let the poll worker know when you check in. Oklahoma law requires every voter who votes in person to show proof of identity before receiving a ballot. Visit the State Election Board website to learn more about elections in Oklahoma at www.elections.ok.gov. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
I'm Helen Sini, host of Deutsche Welle's weekly news magazine Inside Europe. We dig a little deeper into the important stories shaping the region. From Dublin to Moscow, the issues facing Europe are also touching many Americans. So join us this week as we explore the people, politics, and culture of one of the world's most dynamic regions.
Inside Europe, Sunday mornings at 9 and Wednesday afternoons at 3 on KCCU.
I'm Scott Simon. Plan to join us Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday from NPR News.
This Saturday morning from 7 until 9 here on KCCU, your public radio station for NPR News and classical music.